Welcome to the Peculiar. Odd tales for odd people.
Right, I guess I'll... No, wait a second. Okay, this is really weird. Really, really weird. I woke up about 10 minutes ago, and by the look of the sky, it's late in the afternoon. The last thing I can remember is driving along with Jim and Charlie. They're gone. I mean, they're not here. Wherever here is. Okay, wait. Okay, I've got to get myself together. Just hold on a sec. Okay, something strange has happened and I have no idea what's going on. I've spent the last 30 minutes scouting around, trying to find out where I am, but it's hopeless. My car is sitting in an open bit of ground surrounded by, well, not bush, more like jungle. There's ferns and vines and a strong smell of wet earth. The car is completely encircled by trees. There's no road and no tire tracks on the ground. So how did we get here? I mean, when I woke up, I was sitting in the driver's seat. All four doors were open and Jim and Charlotte were gone. I mean, maybe they're trying to find help, but would they leave me alone and unconscious in the car with no note and no keys and the doors wide open? Jesus. I don't know. Okay. First thing I did was try my phone. It powers up, but nothing works. There are no bars and none of my apps will start. Not even bloody Candy Crush. The only thing that's functional is the voice recorder on which I'm speaking now. My battery is at 72%. I'll keep recording for as long as I can. To be honest, it makes me feel a little less alone. It's starting to get dark now. I've no idea about the time because even the clock on my phone isn't working. It's just flashing zeros. The only good news is that I'm okay for food and drink. We bought a box of bottled water and a bag of oranges from a roadside stall at the start of the trip. I even found a few chocolate bars in the glove box. There was a blanket and a towel in the boot. I've no intention of leaving the car anytime soon. I'm just going to sleep here tonight. I'll lock all the doors and roll out the windows and squeeze into the back seat. And hopefully, Jim and Charlotte will return tomorrow. So that's my situation. I don't know where I am, I don't know how I got here, I don't know where Jim and Charlie is. Maybe there's a simpler explanation for everything. Maybe this will be, you know, some funny story that we can all laugh about someday. Maybe. Okay, this is me signing off. It's the middle of the night. The stars are out and it's very cold. There's not a cloud in the sky. I've been standing on the roof of my car for the past 2 hours looking at the sky. Now, I'm no astronomer, but I'm certain the stars aren't moving, which means the Earth isn't rotating. How is that even possible? Man, that forest is dark. There's not a hint of light anywhere. I'm getting back into the car. God, I hope the others are okay. I hope I'll all be okay. Okay, this is me signing off. Well, that long, awful night is finally over. It rained for an hour at dawn, but now the sky is blue and the forest is looking much less threatening. I can tell it's going to be a long, hot day. I've just eaten the breakfast of champions, an orange and half a bottle of water. I guess I'll just stay with the car and hope Jim and Charlie will return. That's the golden rule of survival, isn't it? Stay with the car. The only people who end up dead or missing are those who wander off. God knows what I'm going to do all day. My phone is nothing but a voice recorder. I've got no games to play, no music to listen to, and no internet to search. There's not even anything to read. Oh well. This is me signing off. I'm about 20 meters from the car, right at the edge of the forest. I've been scouting around and I've found a path, and not just an animal track through the forest, this is a proper walkway made of stones. It even has steps. It looks really old, but it must lead somewhere. I've decided to give Jim and Charlotte one more day and then I'm going to follow the path. Jesus, this place is creepy. It's nighttime, late, and I'm locked in the car. There's a light moving between the trees of the forest. It's not bright, more like the fluorescent glow you get under a black light. I guess it could be a swamp gas or something. I've been watching it float between the trees for about 20 minutes. I'll tell you one thing, I'm not going anywhere near it. I'm just going to stay here locked up safe in the car. Did you hear that? Wait, I'll open the door and try to record it. That's me done. No, I'm locking all the doors and getting under the blanket. As soon as the sun's up, I'm out of here. That path has to lead somewhere. I can't hang around any longer. Maybe I'll catch up with Jim and Charlie when I walk out. Jesus, okay, this is me signing off. Okay, I've been up since first light, and once again, it rained for an hour at dawn. I found my old gym bag in the boot, and I'm using that to carry the bottles of water, the oranges, the chocolate bars, and the towel. I'm wearing the blanket like a cape, dashing like Superman and no one to appreciate it. I've left a note on the car for Jim and Charlotte, just in case they come back. They can follow me along the path through the jungle. I'm ready to go. I gotta say, I'm not happy about leaving the security of the car. The only time I've felt safe was laying on the back seat with all the doors locked. Now my only protection is a blanket. Oh well, no point in hanging around. Battery at 49%. I'm going. The path is right in front of me. It runs straight into the forest and slowly swings around to the left. God, I hope it leads somewhere. I've been walking for a couple of hours. Right now, I'm looking at a square of plastic sitting in the middle of the path. It's weighed down by a small rock. Obviously, it's been left so it'll be found by the next person walking along the path. I'm picking it up now. It's Jim's driver's license. His picture's terrible, but man, it's good to see his face again. I guess he left it here for me to find. But that doesn't make sense. God, I wish I knew what the hell was going on. Okay, this is me signing off. I'm sitting on a large rock halfway up a good-sized hill. The path is leading me through a silent forest. It's very eerie. The trunks of the trees are green with moss, and the smell of decaying leaf litter is strong and earthy. Sunlight filters through the canopy overhead, keeping the path dim and cool. It twists and turns, but basically keeps heading in one direction. Often the large stones that make up the path are raised by the roots of the trees growing underneath them. I'll tell you one thing, this path is old, really old. At one point I came across a large bird sitting high up in a tree. It just sat there, as still as a statue. I threw rocks and sticks at it, but it didn't move at all. I'm pretty sure it was fake. Why it was stuck in the tree in the middle of the jungle remains a mystery. It started seriously freaking me out, so I moved on. The only good news is that finding Jim's driver's license means I'm heading in the right direction. I've been sitting here, staring at his photo as if it will somehow help me find him. And Charlotte? There must be up ahead somewhere. It's so quiet in the jungle. There are no birds or insects or animals. Nothing moves except for the wind in the trees. My gut tells me that I'm completely alone. The entire landscape is strange. It's not like any place I've seen before. Everything seems slightly off. Even the air smells unfamiliar. If I didn't know better, I would say I wasn't in Australia. But that can't be right, can it? It's just very hard to believe that I'm anywhere near the southern highlands of New South Wales. So where the hell am I? Never mind. Onwards. Battery at 42%. This is me signing off. You hear that? It sounds like machinery, doesn't it? That sound has been getting steadily louder for the past hour. I keep expecting to come across something, but the path just keeps twisting and turning and gradually heading in the same direction. I'm surrounded by jungle on all sides, and I'm all alone. I'm standing at the edge of the forest looking at a pyramid. It's not like an Egyptian pyramid, but more like those ones in South America. You know, with the step sides and flat tops. That noise is coming from the pyramid. It's really big. The top is well above the tallest tree. I would say it's at least 70 or 80 meters high. There are statues on the top level, but I can't make out what they are. So that confirms it. So I must be somewhere else, South or Central America maybe. But where is everybody? And how did I get here? And where the hell is Jim and Charlotte? I've decided to climb the pyramid. I'll get a good view from the top and maybe the statues will offer some clue. It's nearly dark now, so I'll set up camp and climb first thing tomorrow. I wonder if anyone will ever listen to this recording. Probably not. Though I've got to say, recording my observations makes me feel less alone. Like there's people with me or something. Are you there? Can you hear me? Jesus, I'm going mad. I'm going to make camp. Listen. There's something nearby. I can hear the bastard moving around and making noise. Listen. Do you hear that? It's the middle of the night and completely dark. What if it's some kind of animal or carnivore or something? Okay, I'm gonna lay here quiet as a mouse, wrapped up in my blanket, and hope it goes away. Shit! Well, what a great way to start the day. I'm soaked to the skin and freezing. At least I made it through the night. Whatever was sniffing around left after about 10 minutes. Didn't get much sleep though. Started raining at dawn as usual. And if past experience is anything to go by, it should stop soon. Today I'm going to climb the pyramid. Hopefully there'll be some answers up there. Ah, there we go. The sun is out. Okay, I'm going to try and dry everything out. Hang on. Are you kidding me? Someone is really trying to mess with me. All my water bottles have been lined up, the empty ones have been refilled, and the tops have been screwed back on. And my few remaining oranges are in a little pile. And next to them is a simple wooden puzzle box. It looks really easy. Hang on. I'll just put the recorder down and try to open it. Okay, let's see. I guess I turn this, push this, and press the clasp. Okay, I've opened it. Okay, inside the box is what looks like a protein bar. Oh, Jesus, I'm starving. Okay, I've been living off oranges and water. I'm going to take the risk. Mmm. Damn. That's delicious. Oh, God, that's the best protein bar I've ever tasted. So someone is around and they seem to be friendly. Maybe they'll make contact today. I'm near the top. Here's another thing for the catalogue of weirdness. The pyramid is made of plastic. It looks like giant carved stones, but it's actually plastic. It's kind of slippery. As the day gets warmer, the plastic is getting really hot. Nearly there. I'm right next to one of the statues. It's made of plastic too. It depicts the grotesque figure of a man. He is elongated, and the proportions are all wrong. Instead of a head, he has what looks like the skull of an ibis. Identical statues are all around the top edge, all looking outwards. From up here, the forest is immense. It stretches to the horizon in all directions. There's not a sign of humanity anywhere. The top of the pyramid is flat, but in the center is a huge square hole protected by a grate. The hole is about 10 meters across. I'm moving closer. Whoa! Okay, I crawled up to the edge of the grate and looked down. I couldn't see the bottom. Wind is blasting out like a jet stream. That mechanical noise is made by the machinery at the bottom of the shaft. So this gigantic plastic pyramid is actually a vertical wind tunnel. Why? I have absolutely no idea. I threw one of my few remaining oranges into the hole to see how deep it was, and the airflow was so strong that the oranges shot straight up into the sky and disappeared from sight. Is that my phone? It's James. Hello? Hello, James, can you hear me?
Stephen.
Yes, it's me. Where are you? I can't tell how good it is to hear your voice again. Do you know what's going on?
They hurt me, Stephen. They hurt me really bad.
Mate, where are you? Who hurt you?
I don't know. There's blood. They've... Oh, shit.
Tell me where you are. I'll come for you.
Look down.
I can see you. You're laying right next to all my gear. There's water bottles in my bag. Just hang in there, mate. I'm coming down. I'm coming right now.